Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Psalms Chapter 44. And as you start off with a word of prayer, Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. We have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, not to have done and not to have failed to do. Father, may you have mercy on us. May you continue protecting us. May you continue guiding us. May you continue eliminating your way upon us, Father, that in everything that we do it for the glory of your name. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to today's Wonder Chapter. We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in that days, in days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed out the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we praise your name forever. But now you have rejected and humbled us. You are no longer go out with our enemies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and have scattered us among the nation. You sold your people for pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach for our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The people shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all day long, and my face is covered with shame at the towns of those who reproach and revile me because of my enemy who is bent on revenge. All this came upon us. Though we had not forgotten you, we have not been false to your covenant. Our hearts are not turned back. Our feet are not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a hound for jackals. You covered us with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of the Lord or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it? Since he knows the secret of the heart. Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord, why do you sleep? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to dust, our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us, rescue us because of your unfailing love. And that is our Wonder Chapter for today. I just have a few messages that I want us to share from today's Wonder Chapter. The first one comes from verse 3. It says, it was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, the light of your face, for you loved them. When I read this particular verse, like, a few things came up to my mind. The first one is giving credit where credit due. So many times as Christians, we forget, especially after the Lord has done something for us. We don't even go back to say thank you. And sometimes we start boasting to others. For example, you've been praying for a successful business. Yes, you've put in the work. The Lord gives you a successful business. And then when your friends ask for your secret, you'll be like, you see me, I wake up at 3 a.m. I start working from 3 to 8. I don't sleep ABCD. Why don't you be telling them that the Lord blessed me? I got down on my knees. And then you can start from there. So many times we forget that it's by the Lord's power that we are able to do certain things, that we are able to be sustained, and we take it for granted. We think it's an obvious thing. It's so to say this, but I feel we as Christians, we are well familiarized with God. You think waking up every day is can I say a duty of God? Or, but you don't know how many people did not get to see the light of the new day. And you don't even, we're not grateful for that as Christians. But today is encouraging us that we ought to go back and say thank you, God, to be grateful to God in summary. Because we do certain things, it's not by our own might, but by that of the Lord who created us. And why does he do this? The Lord tells us, for you love them. The Lord does all the things, not because he expects us for payment, not because he wants us, you can name it. But because he loves us, because he has that special attachment to us. I'm going into verse 6, it says, I put no trust in my bow, my sword does not bring me victory. Verse 7, but you give us victory over our enemies, you put our adversaries to shame. So many times we are trusting our bows and sword, we forget to trust in the Lord. Amen. We are putting our trust in flesh, we are putting our trust in earthly things, and we forget the source of everything. Our Lord God. The Bible today is asking us, is reminding us where to put our trust, where to put our eggs in one basket, in which basket to put our eggs rather. Because there's nothing that the Lord cannot do. And he does all this not at a cost. He does all this from his heart. Why? Because he loves us. Because he loves you. Because he loves me. And that's when 21 it says, would not God have discovered it since he knows the secrets of the heart? There are so many times when we do certain things and we think no one is watching. And we think we are fooling God. And we think we are, you know. We forget that at the end of the day we are fooling ourselves. You can never be a hypocrite before the Lord. Because the Lord knows your thoughts before you even put them into action. This verse is reminding us that we shall be held accountable. That the Lord sees everything. That the Lord sees and reads our intention. That the Lord sees our heart. What is in your heart? What is in my heart? That's a question that only me and you can answer. That's a personal question that only me and you can answer. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 44. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. One, thank you for the gift of provision. One, thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. May you please have mercy on us, Father, for all the times that you have been so proud, for all the times that you have not put our trust in you, Father, for all the times that you have forgotten about you, Father. May you please have mercy on us and may you guide us and put us back in track. Don't let us go astray. We love you, Almighty King of Kings. We pray always believing and trusting in the mighty name. And that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.